Good morning. It's morning somewhere. It's actually it's still morning in California. So yeah, 12:50 p.m. here on the Front Range east of the Rocky Mountains in Greeley, Colorado. A lot of blue sky, some puffy white clouds. It's a pretty, pretty day. Mid-60s. I'm only wearing 3 shirts. Probably only needed 2. The corner where I usually start is... you maybe can hear the beep, beep, beep of construction equipment. They've got that whole intersection dug up. I mean, all of it. It's just like a hole. Yeah, that's gonna take a while. Luckily, I was able to trespass on somebody's lawn and make my way around the mess, but it's a mess. So, hi. Gosh, it's been almost a week. I think it was last Thursday that I last spoke with you. So yeah, my somewhat daily has become somewhat weekly. I'm gonna try to get better. We're coming up on the walking season where I can walk pretty much any time during the day and have it be relatively comfortable. I'm having a hard time getting warm. So the idea of walking in the below freezing weather is not on my agenda. And the mornings are still in the 20s. If I had been paid a little closer attention, I could have walked when it was in the 40s instead of in the 60s. But it's very pleasant. There's a nice breeze. Hello, crow. Walking around the base of that crab apple tree looking for something to eat. Get out of the way. So yeah, hi. City Skylines has pretty much eaten my lunch. I'm still working on the cat. Still reading a bunch. Still playing with my fountain pens. I rinsed out one yesterday. And this morning started a fresh one. Something in the 90s, I think. A Schaefer cartridge. It's a real cheap. It's a blister pack caliber pen from some probably late 80s, early 90s. Interesting from the shift, from the perspective of the branding on it is very different than some of the older Schaefers. The construction of it feels a little more rugged. The nib is a pretty inflexible, pretty rigid, pretty stiff steel nib, medium. And I really like the way it puts down. I'm not a big fan of the little spidery thin lines. And I probably should be, because I've been riding fine line or extra fine for quite a while now. And my letter forms are smaller to accommodate the finer line. And this Schaefer cartridge pen with Diamine Sherwood Green ink is pretty wet. what they call in the trade, a wet ink. And with the medium font, the medium nib, I have a problem if I make the letter forms too small and that the ink sort of fills in little blobbies. But it's a fun pen to write with. It's a... Schaefer probably made millions of these, which is why they're easily come by. And think of somebody had this pen and used it for, I don't know, maybe 6 months to a year before the cartridge ran out and they didn't want to buy a new cartridge. Which is, I think, probably a pretty common issue with the cartridge pens. Is if you don't have the cartridges, when you run out of ink, you run out of pen. I like recycling them. I like having this old piece of plastic. It's a little tiny piece of plastic. It's not like it's going to overwhelm a landfill somewhere, but I like the idea of reusing them, of having them cleaned out and ready to rock and roll. A little bit of ink is all it takes. And I got a lot of samples. Holy cow. I got a deal with Goulet Pens when I made my first order, and it was for a sample pack, a freebie sample pack of, I don't remember how many, their choice, random selection samples from their catalog, of course, which is substantial when it comes to ink. And so they sent me, I don't know, 10, 14, 10 or 12 samples of all these different inks, some of which I would never in a million years have ordered. But seeing the sample, it's like, the Sherwood green is actually kind of cool. I never thought I'd like green ink, and then I tried, what is the Verdana? Verdana? I don't know. One of those. I think that was the Klinger and Rohrer green. And that was eye-opening in terms of, that's pretty cool. I mean, why would you have a green ink? Dirt. Why wouldn't you? Why not? It was much nicer than some of the sort of namby-pamby blues. The blues, Waterman's Serenity Blue is kind of nice. It's a little too bluey. It's like the Hiroshizuku Momiji is too pink. And little did I know that it's supposed to be pink when I bought it. They actually have a red. Although I am quite enamored with Diamine Red Dragon. Diamine inks are just killer. I like them. I almost got a City and City Skylines up to Megalopolis level. I'm at the next to the left, Colossal City, I think. And the way industry works has me interested, has me intrigued. How do we deal with industry? And the vanilla generic industry apparently has some sort of structure to it. And I wanted to see what that structure looked like. Now here comes my friend with a little Scotty dog. She walks all hours of the day and night. I'm headed east. I slow down so she clears the... The dog has found something to look at. Come on up with it. Stay with
me. Okay. Hi.
Monk post. Oh, he didn't find something to look at. He was barfing up some grass. Oh, okay, fine. She was on the phone. So yeah, I started a fresh game to see how I could do with re-envisioning trains and working on industry, generic industry. That's pretty fun. I kind of miss the Green City's power, because I'm doing a lot of, I'm getting a lot, an awful lot of pollution. I don't know if there's any way to not get pollution. Although soon I could transition to offices, and that counts as industry, but produces no pollution and very little traffic. So I might do that. I might do that in a different playthrough on a different map, just to see. You kind of have to start with some. And I'm really not happy with having no way to deal with dirty water. It doesn't. With the Green Cities, there's a water treatment plant that cuts down on the amount of pollution, but it doesn't do away with it. And I guess that's pretty much true. There should be a way to get rid of it. With ground pollution, if you wait long enough, it disappears. It slowly evaporates and dissipates. So if I take my heavy industry, convert it all to wood or farm, and eventually the pollution goes away. Convert it to offices. Yeah, I really didn't need the third shirt today. So what am I reading? Scott Baron today. I finished Susan K. Quinn's When You Had Power.
I did.
Good, how are you?
Good.
I finished book one. Didn't follow it into book two. It's a little too cliffy. I was like, okay. It was a good story, but it really didn't go anywhere in that particular book. And I I'm aware that I might be talking out of the two sides of my mouth here, but I needed a little bit more story in this book before I spring for the next book. I might go back to it because there is a good story. But, what the hell is the name? Scott Barron. What is the book? I can look because it's on the other phone. My phone's screen is messy. Bad Luck Charlie, the Dragon Mage. Bad Luck Charlie. Charlie does have a lot of bad luck, and it's kind of fun. Every time she thinks he's got a handle on it. No. The random number gods are strong with this one, but it's pretty smooth. I'm enjoying it a great deal. It's, in a certain sense, it's Issachar. He and his ship, all of his shipmates are transported to, through a rogue wormhole. The ship crashes. They can't get back. Hijinks ensue. So, it's kind of fun. It's very much space opera, very much science fiction. With an interesting twist in that the wormhole has delivered him to a magic-wielding universe. And technology is not known there. They don't even have wheels. So simple tools are lost to them, or never invented them, or something. I'm not exactly sure how this all came about, but it's a lot of fun. I'm enjoying it a great deal. So what else? Oh, Monday was Blood Day. yesterday was Taxi Day. And I wound up having a doctor's appointment in the afternoon. Blood work all came back good. My leukocytes are in the green for the first time since I started chemotherapy. So, my immune system is no longer completely borked. It's still not where it really probably could be, but it is recovering. I wish I could say the same for my taste buds, but I guess I'm actually lucky to still have a tongue, and I can sort of taste things, but I can eat, I can drink, I can talk. And that's, if they hadn't have gotten it when they did, might all be very, very different at this point. So, I'm lucky, I guess. Oh, there, feel that breeze. Spring breeze, oh yes, I'll take it. It's nice and cool, it's quite pleasant. Take some of the heat from the sun away, and so does the big cloud up above here. All right, people with dogs, people with motorhomes, people with cars, Okay, here we go. I made it. Look at this. I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. And who knows? With any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.